This is Creatively Speaking. This month we're offering advice on how to get the best out of the arts in our region in Hot Tip for the Highbrow. So now here's WRTI's Dave Conant on the rewards of getting to personally know the artist behind the work.
If you're a regular visitor to local galleries, you may find that you're particularly drawn to the work of one artist or of several artists working in a similar vein. Exhibition openings are an excellent place to meet and talk with artists, and these kinds of social exchanges should lead to the next step, a studio visit. Here you can get to know better the range of an artist's work and enrich your appreciation of their work by discovering a little about the artist's creative processes. You're free to ask questions and get a greater feel for what motivates and inspires the artist. You may also discover works that have yet to be exhibited, and often artists who are renowned for work in one medium, such as painting, will exhibit only in that medium. Yet the same painter may be equally gifted in other media, such as sculpture, ceramics, or fiber. A studio visit may reveal these and other secrets. A studio visit may also be a good opportunity to commission a piece from an artist whom you've now gotten to know a little better. There's also an added advantage to this kind of one-to-one contact. If you buy a piece directly from the artist, you should theoretically be paying a lot less for the work. Gallery commissions typically run to as much as 50% of the purchase price. Of course, if a gallery introduced you to the artist or you met at an exhibition there, then the gallery will still be entitled to its commission, even if the transaction takes place privately. So if you find that there's an artist whose work you've always admired, why not make an extra effort to meet and get to know him or her? It could help to bring the art in your life to life. And that's Hot Tip for the Highbrow. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.